Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. How does someone go about painting courage or inspiring it in people battling horrible illness? Oil and acrylic painter Kathy Brusnahan and her group of exceptional artist colleagues answer that very question in their 60-piece art show titled, appropriately enough, Courage. The exhibit is traveling from cancer centers to hospitals to community centers around our state, and on Friday, May 4th, it arrives at the beautiful Yadkin Cultural Arts Center, 226 East Main Street in Yadkinville. Courage will be on display through July 7th. You'll find links to more information and all the many goings-on at YCAC on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. In the meantime, here's part one of my interview with Kathy Brusnahan and artist and Arts Center board member Karen Friday.
This got started with a patient calling me when I did a show at Moses Cone in Greensboro, standing in front of one of my pieces, and she said, I was so afraid to go into the procedure, and I'm standing here in front of this painting, and I just know that I'm going to be all right. And when that happened, it just turned my heart, and I thought, I want to be something more than just an artist that creates. I want to change people's lives. And so I got the idea to ask some of my friends to put together an exhibit for the hospitals and for areas that normally don't have art in them. And that's how we got started.
Knowing that, knowing the impact that that piece that you just referenced there had on this patient, how does that impact you in terms of creating the art?
It totally changed my direction. It changed my focus as an artist. I used to paint because I was learning technique, because I wanted to learn the difference between light and shadow or pure color. In this, it's more abstract. When you begin to look at, I want to paint something that will encourage somebody's heart, you're starting to look at courage, hope. You're looking at words that are abstract. It's not, I can't paint a tree. So it's a little bit different, and there's a lot of meditation. There's a lot of searching for what that looks like, what those colors mean. Even with this show, which is courage, looking that up, courage is usually in oranges and reds, and yet those are colors that can also be a little more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a different area of research, and then actually having to paint in layers, how you want to portray that, and it can't just be necessarily something that's beautiful. Some of the paintings are they're beautiful, but they're very in your face in what has been painted to show the pain and the beauty of the situation. So it's a little bit different area for me.
It's painting that evokes a response.
It does.
Interesting. And art with a purpose. Was that a spin out of this revelation, for lack of a better way of putting it?
Yes. This was just going to be an exhibit. It was just going to be one show with some friends. And as we got started, we just saw that this actually is something that could continue, and once this show has come to an end, we'll be able to start another one. And hopefully everyone that's had the show in their venues, they've asked us to come back. So we could actually do this again.
That's great. We're talking about Randolph Hospital in Asheboro, currently on exhibit at the Forsyth Cancer Center. We're talking about the Painting Courage.
Yes.
What kind of reactions have you gotten? You mentioned they want you to come back, but what are people saying about these exhibits?
We've had a lot of response from the people that are nurses and doctors that have even said, we're going out of our way to be able to go down the hall just because of the colors and how it encourages them during the day. At Randolph, they said they had patients that came every week for their treatment, and they would go out and either in their wheelchairs or go out and stand with a nurse. And every week they would go out and look at the paintings and read the statements with them and how it encouraged them.
Hmm. How is this going to be set up at Yadkin? I mean, I'm struck by the way light pours into that building and the contemporary design of it, yet it's it's still a warm feeling.
Yes, it is absolutely a gorgeous facility. And, you know, everybody that I run into that I tell about it, they kind of look at me like, you know, Yadkinville, really? But yes, really. I mean, it's one of those things you really just have to go see what they've done. There's just so much going on out there. They have, of course, the gallery space. There's a restaurant. There's a beautiful courtyard. There are artist studios.
This is one of several exhibits going on concurrently?
This will be a main exhibit, but there are all kinds of activities. We're starting classes out there now. There are open studios. There's a big event every third Friday night where they block off the streets and have street vendors and music. And the second phase of that project is going to be a theater that opens this fall. And they're actually currently trying to sell some, you know, name plaques for theater seats and that kind of thing. So it's really exciting what's going on.
Boy, that really is a center of culture. How long of a drive was it out here?
I would say from here to there would be about maybe 20 minutes.
20, 30 minutes.
Hop, tops.
Skip, and a jump. Yeah. In the selection process, I mean, there's 60 pieces. That's a big exhibit. What were you looking for in terms of putting it together, in terms of content, making that selection?
It started out with about 24 pieces. I thought we were going to have probably five artists. We ended up with artists saying, oh, please, can I be a part of this? And so we've ended up with 16 artists. And in that, we had about 24 pieces. And the show will actually end at the Center for Creative Leadership in Greensboro. And they ask us if we would expand the show to 60 pieces. So as it's traveling and as we're going through the process, pieces are being added, but they will all be by those 16 artists. And in August, they'll all be for sale.
I mean, ultimately, it was, if you want to exhibit, you're going to be chosen for this.
In the beginning, it was my friends that I felt were people of excellence. And it still is. It's artists of excellence. I have to say that some of them are emerging artists. Some of them are more established. But we have people that have already shown for quite a while. They have followings, and even in their technique, they're very different. We have abstract. We have pieces that are like Tom Edgerton. His piece is a portrait that is just outstanding. So it covers quite a area, and yet they're all people of excellence in their own right.
I was intrigued by the titles of some of these paintings. We talked about Painting Courage, and I appreciate your description of the use of color, because that, for radio, that's gold. You know,
yeah.
You get someone who can paint those paintings. I'm looking at titles like Stillness, Moving Forward, Warrior, Out of the Depths, particularly intriguing. Describe that, Out of the Depths?
That's my piece. Wow. That piece is a beautiful young lady that's in my church. She became my model. And I needed a piece that the statement that goes with it says that unbelief and fear tries to wrap around me, but I turn toward the light and you, courage, draw me out of the darkness. And in the painting, she's actually turned toward the light, and in the back you can see all the shadow of all the trees, and there's leaves falling and they're around her hands, and yet she's turned toward the light and the light is on her face. So it still is sort of an abstract thought. It was hard for some of the artists to wrap their mind around how do you paint courage. It was very difficult for some of them. But they all came through. It was really cool.
We heard part one of my interview with artists Kathy Brusnahan and Karen Friday. In addition to being a fiber artist, Karen serves on the Yadkin Cultural Arts Center board, and it'll be there at the center on Friday, May 4th, when the exhibit Courage comes to town. It'll run through July 7th at 226 East Main Street in Yadkinville. You'll find links to information about the many activities going on at YCAC, as well as the Art with a Purpose blogspot and more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Tune in for part two of my interview with Kathy and Karen this Friday afternoon at 1:30 during Triad Arts Weekend. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.